As we journey through Lent, just 2 weeks now from Easter, one way of looking at what we are doing is to regard Lent as a time where we come to know Jesus Christ better. And in so doing, we come to know ourselves and what our call as disciples is all about. Now, John's Gospel, and today's reading is from John's Gospel, but John's Gospel opens with a scene of the disciples meeting Jesus. And Jesus asks them, what are you looking for? And Jesus says to them, come and see. But today, the invitation is reversed because it is the crowds, not Jesus, who says, come and see. Come and see what exactly? The whole scene is very vivid. The mourning crowds, the dead men in the tomb, the questions, the stirring, the fascination. Something is going on here. And in the midst of this, we are told in one of the shortest phrases of the Gospels, Jesus wept. We are told how much he loved Martha and Mary and how much he loved Lazarus. And we are told how he wept. Why, we can ask. Because of the sadness that his dear friends were experiencing, because of the loss of Lazarus, because of what he faced, taking on the power of death, he wept. He was troubled deeply. And thus the invitation, come and see. Come and see. It is the invitation for Jesus this time to embrace his own humanity ever deeper. You see, we tend to make Jesus Superman, as if he is unaffected with human living. But he is human, we have been told for centuries, like us in all things but sin. Jesus teaches us what it means to be human and live in this very human and complicated world, and to have human thoughts and to have human emotions. And here to love deeply as a human being, to be with his friends in a time of sadness and loss. Christians follow not a principle, but we follow a person, a real person who dared to get mixed up in the chaos of a human life. A person. But we also know the other side of the equation, a person, but also something more, God with us. God with us, surely mixed up in our world, but also not wholly a part of it, not stuck here in the mire of life. For it is Jesus who delivers us from all of our fixes. For he is, as we have proclaimed and sung tonight, I am the resurrection and the life. In the face of death and death dealing, Jesus brings life. But note here, this is not Easter yet. Today he brings resuscitation, not resurrection. Lazarus will die again. Resurrection is a whole other kind of life. So this day does point to Easter. From Jesus' tomb, God the Father will do something more than resuscitate a corpse. He will resurrect, conquering death itself, bringing forth an entire new form of life and living. So stay tuned to Easter. But the promise remains for us, always. The promise of Easter is not just in some distant world in the future, what follows after this life. But because Jesus walked this world, Easter is not simply for then or for some point in the future, but for now. For we experience in our own lives many dyings. Even before our own physical death, we experience dyings of different kinds. In faith, we can taste what resurrected life is like. If we have Easter eyes, we can practice resurrection. You've seen it. You've experienced it already. You've experienced it perhaps in a friend who, after so many years suffering from depression or addiction, has the courage to get help, who tastes a new life of hope or a new life in recovery, a life beyond their imagining. There you see a foretaste of the resurrection. I saw recently in a young man who was struggling with his sexual identity and accepting himself as a gay man. But his salvation came, his taste of resurrection came through his parents, who despite his fears embraced and loved him and called him their own. I've seen it so often in parents at Georgetown who leave their sons and daughters amid great many tears, who leave their sons and daughters at the front gates, despite how painful it is, but they let them go to see their son or daughter experience a new way of living, becoming the person God, not their parents, but God calls them to be. I've seen the hope of the resurrection in a small little house at the Arizona-Mexico border in Nogales, where I take students every spring break. And there in this little hut on the border, we feed and we clothe migrants crossing back and forth over the border. There we see hope in the desert. And have we all not tasted this resurrected hope in the church? After so many years of scandal, and of too many years of ideological division and ridiculous spats, name-calling, even within this church, a pope named Francis helps us get us back to basics in a church in which he calls a field hospital, which is at its best when it tends to the wounds of others. This is what the resurrection looks like in part. If we just had the Easter eyes to see it and to feel it. There are so many people in our world who are entombed, who are surrounded by darkness of fear and addiction and self-loathing, who are entombed by poverty and injustice, who are shut in by illness of different kinds, so many who are trapped by resentment and anger and self-preoccupation. From these dark and cold places, from these tombs of most of our own making, we hear the cry of the Lord still today, come out. And we take those first hesitant steps towards the light and experience what a resurrected life might actually look like. Or perhaps we join Jesus in those crowds in Bethany, faced with the pain and loss in our world, we join the weeping outside, which wells up from a deep font of compassion. We weep, but then, with Jesus, we join him, his voice, and we yell, come out. Enough of the darkness. Come out. And piece by piece, we help Jesus untie the binds that hold someone back. Name your bandage and cloth. Name it fear, addiction, self-loathing, poverty, injustice, illness, resentment, anger, self-preoccupation. You name that which binds. And with Jesus, we start to unbind. The one freed from the tomb squints in the new light and sees the gaze of Jesus upon him or upon her, the face that brings life. But as the eyes adjust to the new light, the one now being freed sees that the face once marked by tears and the hands doing the loosening, they are our hands and our face, our gaze, our tears, our voice, each of us called to bring life from death in our own way, practicing resurrection and showing others what Easter might look like in their life.